It's been a real pleasure and a privilege to be here this morning to join in with your time of worship and just hear the fantastic testimony of Ed, I think it was. It's just such amazing news, isn't it? The good news of God. And that exhortation at the beginning that you gave around the benefits, you know, because it's so easy to forget, isn't it, the benefits that we have in Christ. And so it's good to be reminded of that. So thank you for that. My name's Andrew Sutcliffe. I work for Christians Against Poverty. I've worked for CAP for just over 12 months now. And I work in the insolvency team at CAP, so I play a role in helping clients who are completely insolvent to become insolvent and help them through that process. I've got my lovely wife Gail with me on the right-hand side. And this gentleman here is Stan. Stan also works at CAP. You've been there 10 years, Stan, haven't you? So Stan is a personal friend as well as a colleague, so that's fantastic. I get to work with my buddy. And Stan's a caseworker who deals with clients in the Scotland area, I think, don't you? And you handle that from end to end, don't you? All their various issues and things. So he's a very experienced debt advisor. And Stan's wife, Angie, who's come along as well. So we thought we'd have a day out in York as soon as we come. It's such a wonderful place, isn't it? We thought we'd come. We don't get out too much. So thank you for inviting us. You know, I'm really passionate about CAP. I've only been working there just over a year, as I've said. But it's such an amazing place. It's impossible not to be passionate about CAP once you get involved with it and once you see it. And obviously, I've got the inside track now because I was always aware of CAP and been a supporter of CAP for many years. But to work there is just amazing. And, you know, it's great to see the difference that the work that CAP does through churches who partner with CAP makes to people's lives, transforming lives in all kinds of different ways, which I'll talk about a bit more in detail. But I just thought it'd be good to give you a bit of an explanation about what we actually do at our head office, which is in Bradford. We occupy two old mills that were completely renovated, so we're fairly central. If you've ever been to Bradford, it's just round the back of the cathedral, so it's very strategically placed there. There are nearly 300 staff who work there, and every Monday morning we all meet together for corporate praise and worship. So how cool is that? You know, you get to, you can imagine in your job, if you and your colleagues all met together before you started work and had a time of worship, praising God, thanking God for what's gone, looking forward to the week ahead and just committing the whole thing to Him. And it took me a bit to get used to that because I thought, this is unreal. But yeah, it's just such a fantastic thing to do. And prayer as well also forms a massive part of what we do. We have regular times of prayer within the working day. We have structured prayer. We actually pray for one another. If someone's had a difficult client on that's been quite upsetting, somebody will just pray with them. So again, you know, imagine in your workplace just being able to pray with people and just express God's love to one another and to clients as well. I hear it all the time, people praying with clients down the phone, and you know, it's such an amazing privilege to be able to do that. You may have heard, but we celebrate every time a client goes debt-free in the office, because we work in the debt management team as a whole. We have a Mexican wave that goes around the office, and we all blow harmonicas and whistles and things, so we make a big fuss about every single client who goes debt-free. And there isn't a day goes by when that doesn't happen, so, you know, it's great to clock that, you know, we're all sat behind desks and things, but yet out there, people's lives are being changed. And more importantly, when clients meet Jesus, which many, many clients do, we have some celebration bells, which are all fire bells fastened to the wall, and the bell gets rung, the salvation bell, and we all celebrate that as well. So it's just an amazing thing to be able to do. As well as supporting our clients and the frontline staff in the churches, CAP also is incredibly influential in lobbying central government and the credit industry as a whole. So we spend lots of time meeting with the banks, the credit card companies, the enforcement agents, or bailiffs as they used to be called. You know, CAP spend an awful lot of time trying to change legislation, change the rules of the game so that the people who are the poorest in society are not disadvantaged. And, you know, we've had some massive breakthroughs in lots of different areas. We've helped to influence government policy and the rethink recently around universal credit and the implementation of that partly came as a result of CAP and the lobbying that we did. So it's great to be in such a position of influence for such a small charity, relatively speaking. And all our caseworkers, and Stan will know this, undergo rigorous training. So we're not just kind of have a go heroes. A lot of people think that, you know, Christians doing things, it's just, oh, well, you're just a bunch of enlightened amateurs who just like to have a go at things. But that's not the case at all. It's incredibly professional. There's rigorous training and accreditation that takes place before we'll let anybody loose on clients and giving them financial advice. And we've recently been awarded the AQA, which is a quality accreditation, and FCA, Financial Conduct Authority accreditation, for the advice that we give, which is a massive feather in our cap. And it just means that we're taken even more seriously now out there, because of that. So we're not just, playing at this. We're doing it for real, and we're doing a really thorough job. And as a church, as Stephen has said, you're about to start your journey working with CAP, which is fantastic, through your job club. And I know when I last spoke to Stephen, you were just waiting to hear about the grant, so that's brilliant that that's come through. And I know you were trying to sort out the accommodation as well, but I believe that that's all on track now, so that's amazing. So, you know, all across the UK, thousands of individual lives have been transformed through CAP's partnership with local churches who are running CAP services. You may or may not be aware of some. I know that we predominantly do the debt side of things, and that's how CAP started out, to help people who are in the grip of poverty. And I know you have connections with Gateway Church, I think, in this city, who run a debt centre, so that's fantastic. But as well as running job clubs, we run things called release groups, which help people who are suffering with addiction problems. We run CAP Money courses, which is a 3-week course helping people to develop the skills to be able to budget their finances effectively, to make right choices with their money and to understand how to be effective in that. And it's not just about managing the day-to-day. CAP Money is about building the skills to be able to save money for future as well, to make provision for future outgoing. So it's quite a life-changing thing. I remember going on a CAP Money course many years ago, and it sort of transformed the way I thought about finances. And as Gail, my wife, will testify, you know, I'm quite anal now about my spreadsheets and all this sort of thing in organising my finances, but it certainly worked anyway. We're in a much better position financially than we were previously. So that's fantastic. And then lastly, we run a course called Life Skills, which is being piloted at the moment. And that's aimed at people who really struggle to manage money, but just manage life in general. So things like cooking meals, going out to the shops, just planning their lives and interacting with other people. So it's really to help those people who are struggling in that regard to develop some basic skills to be able to function more effectively in life. I mean, hopefully you may be inspired to personally get involved with CAP, whether that's through prayer, whether that's through volunteering, or whether it's through regular giving to CAP. There's lots of ways that you can get involved with the work of CAP. Hebrews 13:8 says this, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That he's the unchanging one. He's the constant. He is faithful. And that we don't need to worry, do we, about the fact that God loves us, because he loved us yesterday. He loves us today, and he will love us tomorrow. That's not in doubt, is it? You know, because God doesn't change. And we don't need to worry if God will have mercy on us, because his word tells us that his mercies are new every morning, and that he'll forever be merciful to us and forever forgive us. So if Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, then what about us, his church? What about you and I, the body of Christ, the body of the unchanging one? Do we as Christ's church look like the first church, the church that was taught and trained directly by Christ himself? He never changes, but have we, has his church changed? Do we display the radical love and compassion of Christ himself? Can we be accused of being a friend of sinners, or hanging out with the wrong crowd, because that's what Jesus did? Are we a church that, like Christ declares in Luke chapter 4, that the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon us to preach good news to the poor, to bind up the brokenhearted, and to bring freedom to the captives? Because that's what Jesus did. That's what Jesus did when he walked the earth yesterday. And we as Jesus followers, his church, represent him today on earth. And just as Jesus doesn't change, we, his church, shouldn't change either. Yes, we might change our methods and our style and the way of doing things, but the beating heart of the church should be this constant and unchanging, in radically outreaching, about boldly proclaiming salvation and meeting the practical needs and healing the broken. And we've just seen an expression of that this morning, haven't we, through praying for people who've got specific needs. So this morning I'm here to promote and celebrate the work of CAP, that CAP has done all over the UK, to serve the poor, to save the lost. CAP has a really clear vision, which is to help the church and equip the church to be all that Jesus had imagined, dreamt of, and he left behind. And CAP's work only exists because of the church. Every family helped out of debt, every person helped back into employment, every person set free from an addiction, and every person helped to budget or be given life skills to live on a low income, all happens through the local church. CAP exists, as I've said, to equip the church to preach the good news to the poor in their communities, to bind up the brokenhearted by meeting people's practical needs alongside the love and family of the church. But most importantly, people are given a chance to find a new life in Christ. That's what it's about, finding new life in Christ. Because we've all found that benefits that we talked about, and lots of people out there haven't had that benefit or even are unaware of the benefits. Because of the one who is the same yesterday, today and forever, is also passionate about transforming the mess of our yesterdays into a new today and a glorious forever. But whilst CAP has a massive vision and is working through over 600 frontline services, for Jesus, it was all about the one life at a time. So I'd like to just tell you a little bit about a gentleman called Stuart, and we have another short film. Okay. That chap works in our local Morrison's. It's fantastic, isn't it? So, you know, yesterday for Stuart looked hopeless. He had over £25,000 worth of debt. He had no job. He just couldn't see a way out. One year, as he said, he counted 500 job applications, and from that only had 6 replies. How demoralising must that be? It's no surprise that when Stuart came to CAP, he was crushed and couldn't see a way out. But today, thanks to CAP's debt help and CAP job clubs, Stuart is debt-free. He's found work at Morrison's. And Stuart has a hope for the future, is a fresh start and the ability to provide for himself. But the best part of Stuart's story is that it doesn't stop there. Through CAP's partnership with the local church, Stuart met Jesus in a powerful way. He grasped his faith with both hands, and he now has the promise of eternal life too. And that's just an amazing thing, isn't it? So moving. And whilst this is incredible, the reality is that thousands of people in our communities, like York, are stuck in living in a hopeless, depressing today. Their today is like Stuart's yesterday. Today for them is not feeding their kids. Today for them is considering suicide so that there will be no more tomorrow. Today for them is feeling hopeless about being out of work and feeling useless and embarrassed. Today for them is struggling with an addiction that's threatening to tear the family apart. But Jesus wants to step into those todays, and through you and I and through his church, and to turn them into a yesterday, a thing of the past, a distant memory, where being stuck in debt becomes a yesterday, where being out of work for years becomes a yesterday, where a life that's controlled by addiction becomes a yesterday. Jesus wants their todays to be a day of hope, and their tomorrows to be worth living for. And he's not only here to bring a hope on this earth. No, he's the one who is the same yesterday, today and forever. And it's his heart to spend eternity forever with all that he has made. Amazing, isn't it? So he loved the world that whoever believed in him may have eternal life, a forever in the presence of Christ and God the Father himself. I'd like to share a few more job club stories, if I may, from our local job club in Bradford. I've changed some of the names to protect their identities, but these are all different stories, but just to give you a feel, really, for the kind of thing that you might encounter in your job club. Sarah came to our job club after being referred to them from a Friday group that meets in a community centre to share food and chat and build friendships. She had a basic level of English, and it was hard to communicate elements of the course content. This is the job club manager speaking, by the way. It was with the course content with her at the start, but we got alongside her and explained the exercises. She had a low sense of self-worth due to a few bad experiences at different courses designed to get people into work. She felt she had been told off a lot and pressurised to do things she didn't understand. As she came along to Job Club, it became apparent that she really wants to work with children and has a great set of skills, including compassion and patience. We were able to provide a volunteering place within our church in the parents and toddlers group that meets there every Thursday, where she thrives. I got a text from Ruth, who's part of our church staff team, who runs the community centre on a Wednesday to Friday and looks after the Friday group. She told me, "Sarah is a changed woman. She's smiling much more and her confidence has grown. Sarah is now our most committed job club member, having attended almost 3 courses. And we're pleased to have been able to regularly keep in touch with her. Soon she will have enough experience to start volunteering at a local school, and this will bring even more joy into her life." The next client is called Kelvin. Kelvin hasn't been in work for several years. He volunteers in a charity shop, and he was referred to us by Job Centre Plus, and I think a lot of referrals will come from Job Centre Plus. When he joined our job club, he appeared confident and made a lot of jokes, even at inappropriate times. It was challenging when leading sessions, but he did help to bring some variety. Kelvin was very faithful in attending our second course and seemed to enjoy each session. In the coaching sessions, though, it was hard to get him to focus on moving forward or to think positively about what he wanted to do next, because he would always want to make jokes. The light bulb moment came in the CV session workshops, where he was able to sit down with Helen, one of our helpers, and in their discussions, things clicked more and they made some great headway with his CV. He was so pleased that he wanted us to print loads of copies for him. At Christmas time, we had the opportunity to give hampers to Job Club members. We chose Kelvin as one of those people, as he lives alone. At the visit, I was shocked to see his small flat with evidence of hoarding newspapers and loads of dust. He was really surprised and pleased, I think, with the hamper, and we stayed there for a while to have a chat with him. We continued to pray and be in touch with Kelvin, even though he's finished his Job Club course. And the last example is a lady called Dawn. Dawn was referred to us through Job Centre Plus, another one. She suffers with anxiety and low confidence, having not worked for a long time, and had a number of traumatic family experiences. She came to our third course, always arriving 15 minutes early. We were able to instill in her the confidence to believe in her skills, which were in catering, and focused on interview practice with her. She'd already found out about a job and was in the process of applying for it. We continued to work with her to prepare her for the questions she would face at the interview, and praise God, she passed the interview and was offered the position. We were so thankful for this. What an amazing result for Dawn to provide some more structure in her life and further build up her self-esteem. Dawn continued to have some concerns about what it would be like starting work. So to share these concerns with us and let us talk her through them, it was fantastic. The session getting ready for work also helps her to think realistically about what starting work is like and some of the measures in place to help her employer and employees settle in. Dawn called me several times to let me know that the new job has been going really well. We're so pleased to have been part of her journey. So as you can see there, it's not all plain sailing. Job club, it's not a panacea for suddenly walking into work. Some of these people have got difficult backgrounds, difficult todays, we're going through all kinds of things, but through the love of the church and the love of God's people, it's possible to make a breakthrough in people's lives. And sometimes it can be a longer journey than just going through the Job Club course, but it's about building connections with people, getting them connected with the church, so that through our love and through our service of them, they might find Christ and might find that, you know, that tomorrow with him. So it's such an amazing privilege. So what does CAP look like today? I'd like to provide you with a few statistics for those of you who like numbers. Today CAP has 624 church-based CAP services all across the UK who are serving the poor and saving the lost. CAP's 300 debt centres help with the most vulnerable people in our nation, providing them a real way out of debt, which causes so much heartache. We've done extensive surveys of our clients over the years, and 38% of clients said they'd thought about suicide as the only way out of debt before CAP stepped in. That's a shocking statistic, isn't it? And the sad thing is that not all major population centres in the UK have got a debt centre. So we receive calls every day at our centre, the new inquiries team, which we have to turn away because there isn't a service there to provide the help that they need. So we obviously forward them on to other agencies who will be able to help. But it's sad that, you know, we don't have that coverage at this state and this time. But in 2013, God grew CAP's vision to tackle the other main causes of poverty. Unemployment and addiction too, by launching CAP job clubs. And at the moment we have 156 CAP job clubs in the UK. And 38% of people who attend them find work. So that's amazing, isn't it? Over a third find work. CAP release groups were launched in 2014 and helped clients who were struggling with all forms of addiction which blight their lives. So that is not just drugs, it can be alcohol, it can be gambling, it can be all kinds of things. You know, we're not there to provide the medical help and all that, but it's to give people some hope and help to try and face up to things and try and tackle the things that are dragging them down. And life skills that I mentioned before, which to help people on really low incomes to navigate the challenges of everyday life living on a low income. And then CAP money courses, which I've mentioned before as well. We get well over 1,000 people a year attending a CAP money course, which is at a time when people are probably not in debt, but if we can help them to have the skills to manage their finances well, that can prevent them from getting into debt in the first place, which is a much better thing than when people are in a desperate situation. Every year we see over 2,600 people helped out of debt. Over 700 people find work, realised and released, and most importantly, over 1,000 people come to faith through Christ ministries. The amazing statistic was that last year CAP celebrated 20 years of its existence, and in the first 19 years we'd seen, I think, 1,000 clients come to Christ, and in 2016 we saw 1,000 people just in that year. So you can see how that has grown, and the work of CAP has grown and exponentially, really. So it's superb. So imagine that. That's nearly 30 times probably the number of people that are in here that have found Christ just in 1 year. Incredible. And today, you know, we're celebrating your step on that journey, aren't we, of your job club. So who's to say what God can do through you people in your job club? So just a little bit more detail about how CAP job clubs work. Well, it was an exciting initiative launched in 2014. As I mentioned, there are 156 churches already partnering with us, your church now being one of those 156. And since launching, we have seen 1,312 people find paid employment. And more importantly, 175 people have chosen to follow Christ as a result of attending the course. That's amazing, isn't it? So that could be your church. CAP has an enormous church network, a great reputation, and is incredibly well equipped to resource churches to run social outreach and develop a national movement. Already the Department of Work and Pensions are recommending CAP job clubs to support the long-term unemployed because they recognise that it's more effective than their own systems and procedures because they don't have the resources to spend that one-on-one time with people, getting alongside them. And that's what Jesus did, didn't he? He got alongside people. And that's what we're challenged to do as well. And 67% of CAP clients have one or more family member who's unemployed. And there's a huge correlation between unemployment and isolation, debt, broken relationships, and low self-worth. So as you probably saw in the first video, the course consists of three main elements. And your Job Club coach, Pauline, I believe, has been through the training to be able to deliver that. So there's a community aspect to it. As you saw in the video there, I think one of the comments that Stuart made was just being able to be with other people who are in a similar position is really comforting. You know that you're not alone because isolation can be a real problem. So being part of a CAP Job Club, members will become part of a supportive community of other job club seekers, job seekers. This will take part within the church community and all the holistic facilities and resources that that provides. Church befrienders will break down isolation and engage with the others, with the other challenges of unemployment and that unemployment and joblessness brings. So, you know, you may not be the job club coach, but there's plenty of opportunity to get alongside people and just help them in very practical ways. Just being friends with people is so important. The course itself, your job club coach will work with the group to help them gain practical skills, increasing their employability over an 8-week course. The course covers all general aspects of finding work, such as volunteering, CVs, interview skills, help with applications, and general skills developments. We want to be able to remove the barriers that prevent people from finding jobs. And oftentimes, the barriers can be in people's own minds, feeling that they're, you know, on the scrap heap of life, that they've got nothing to offer. And like that one of the gentlemen said in the video, that all he'd ever done was one particular thing and that's all he could do. But the CAP Job Club broadened his thinking, got him to think that there's loads of other things I could do here. And he finished up getting a job. I can't remember what it was now. Anybody can remember? No, the first video. Is a painter, that's right. Yeah, one got a mystery shopper job and yeah, that's it. Okay, and then there's a coaching element. So each delegate will receive individual support from trained coaches in reviewing their progress and achieving their goals. As part of the one-to-one coaching, members will learn individual goal setting and create a personal development program for themselves. And that's a plan where a person, where they are now, and the direction of travel that they need to take to get them where they want to be so that they're ready to enter the world of employment. As well as providing prayer support, some of you may be involved in business, so you could possibly get involved through things like providing work experience to Job Club clients, or providing interview opportunities, or you could become a befriender to work with these individuals. Every one of you can get involved in some way, so please speak to Stephen or Pauline if you think this is something that, you know, God is calling you to do, to get involved, and I'm sure they'll be able to utilise you in some way or another. So what will tomorrow look like for CAP? What's CAP's vision? Well, it's been an amazing journey. But so far, the unchanging one wants more of his church on the front line. Being the church he always dreamed of, CAP is pushing to increase the size of its church-based services from the 624, I think it was, in the next 5 years to be 1,000 services by 2021. But we need you to play your part in that as well, either by praying or getting involved practically or perhaps by giving a few pounds each month. So many different ways of doing it. There may be one or two here who God is challenging to become what our founder John Kirkby would call a vision sponsor. So this vision of 1,000 services by 2021. And John has set up a special club of individuals who were able to give £50 or more each month who would help make this vision of 1,000 churches, 1,000 centres by 2021 a reality. 128 people have already joined in that. John will be communicating directly with our vision sponsors to give news and a personal view inside all that we do and throughout that network. So if you just get a sense that that could be for you, then please just indicate on one of the forms that are at the back, or just mention it to me, and see me afterwards, and I can explain more if that's something that you'd be interested in. But the one who is the same yesterday and today forever still calls his disciples to radical generosity and giving that prioritizes the poor in their neighborhood and their nation. He calls us to go beyond just financial giving, to give of ourselves, our help and our love, to serve the broken and the poor in our midst. We've just seen earlier the amazing story of Stuart's life being transformed through the work of CAP and the power of God. And this is happening every day, as I mentioned before. We get that bell ringing every day. It's amazing to see where CAP has come from. And today we'd like to offer you a free gift so that you can read more about CAP's story and lives that have been affected on a daily basis. CAP has just celebrated its 21st birthday anniversary this year, but it's not been without its ups and downs. And the book, which is called Nevertheless, is taken from our founder John Kirkby's diary. He started CAP in his bedroom, just him, and that's how it's developed from that in 21 years, an amazing journey. And it's through his own eyes, taken from his diary, so it's quite raw and real, but it proves the faithfulness of God time and time again. I'm not sure what you think, I'm not sure, but I think I brought enough for everybody. I've got enough books to give away. All you need to do is fill out section one on the forms. I've placed them on seats, but I've got some at the back as well. Because just like you, you know, we'd like you to get involved. And at the end, if you come back to the stand and see Stan or I, hand in your card, we'll give you a free copy of the book. There is another book as well, which has got 12 testimonies of life transformed. So we'll give you that as a bonus as well. Okay. CAP receives no government funding, and it never has. So CAP is funded more or less by 29,000 generous individuals who give regularly. It's incredible, really. You might ask, well, why don't we receive any government funding? Well, the simple reason is because we refuse to compromise our values. And just like you, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to find Christ and be part of a local church. And if we were to accept government funding, that would place restrictions on the ability to do that. So without that, there would be no point. So why can't we, the church, once again be at the forefront of social change? You know, we're already seeing amazing things happen, but there's so much more to do. There's so much more need out there that needs addressing. So I'd just like to thank you so much for what you're doing as a church, and for allowing me to come and speak to you. It's been a real privilege as well. It's been a privilege as well. So do feel free to come and chat with Stan and I at the back. Happy to answer any questions that you've got. Would you mind if I just prayed for your job club? Yeah? Yeah. Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for this church, Lord, and all that it's doing in this city. Thank you, Lord, that your spirit is clearly in their midst and that you are moving in their lives, Lord God. And we thank you that they've felt empowered, Lord, to open a job club, which is due to open, Lord. And I just pray that it would go from success to success, Lord, from strength to strength, that it would be a real oasis and a beacon in this city, Lord, for people whose lives are blighted by unemployment. And that not only to help them find jobs, Lord, but to find you as well. That through the work of this job club, Lord, that they would meet with the living God and that lives would be transformed, not just for today, but forever, Lord. So I just pray your blessing on this job club now in Jesus' name. Amen.